The Fiesta Ball by Emma. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Claudia. Claudia has two stepsisters that are very messy. Claudia's stepmother makes her clean up all of their messes. She is very rude to Claudia and is very nice to the stepsisters. Prince Jose invited all of them to the Fiesta Ball. Claudia's stepmother said she could go if she finished her cleaning and found something to wear. Claudia was very sad because she had too much cleaning. When the stepsisters were ready and her stepmother was ready, they took off to the ball. Claudia went over to the fire and started to cry. A few minutes later, her fairy godmother appeared and said, "Don't cry, child. I can get you to the ball. Let's go get you ready." Then the fairy godmother waved her wand and a pretty gown and Rebozo appeared on Claudia and a pair of glass slippers were on her little tiny feet and her taco turned into a magic flying carpet and her two chihuahuas turned into the flying horses that pulled the magic flying carpet. "Now off to the ball," said the fairy godmother. When Claudia got to the ball, she saw everybody dancing. Then all of a sudden, Prince Jose saw her and asked her to dance. They danced through the night. But when the clock struck midnight, she remembered what her fairy godmother had told her, "Be back at midnight." So she rushed out, leaving her Rebozo behind. He tried to stop her, but it was too late. He picked up her Rebozo and said, "Whoever owns it shall marry me." So he searched day and night, and when he got to their house, the stepmother locked Claudia in her room and went back downstairs. "It is sure to fit one of my daughters," said the stepmother. So he tried it on the first one, but it didn't fit. So he tried it on the other one, but it didn't fit either. Then Claudia came down. "Maybe it will fit me," said Claudia. "Don't waste your time on her," said the stepsisters. But Prince Jose tried it on her anyway, and it fit. So Prince Jose and Claudia got married and lived happily ever after. The end. She dropped her sandal. The prince held it again.